Peter Rupert, UCSB Economic Forecast Executive Director and Associate Director of the UCSB Laboratory for Aggregate Economics and Finance, along with Nobel laureate Finn Kidlin. Peter previously served as a senior research advisor for the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland for 13 years. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Peter Rupert.
Mark, thanks very much for having me on again.
It's always good to talk to you. You're on at least once or twice a year, and we're going to talk a little bit about your upcoming UCSB economic forecast at the Granada Theater, May 21st, 4:30 p.m., and you can go online to Arts and Lectures and find them there, or call 805-893-3535. First, how many years have you been at UCSB?
I got here in 2007.
So I guess you are now the longest standing, that's, you know, going 18, 19 years. I think you're the longest standing one, right?
For the forecast project? I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So that's good. And is it true that Seth MacFarlane for Family Guy based the character Rupert on you? Is there any truth to that?
Nope. I wish they did.
You receive no royalties.
None whatsoever.
That's a shame.
I should talk to Seth about that, though.
We have him on the other line. Seth, are you there? So a lot going on in the economy, in the world, in Santa Barbara. We're going to talk about Santa Barbara City Council decision. They're talking on rent stabilization. There's oil and the economy, but one of the main topics of your UCSB economic forecast, Granada Theater, May 21st, is AI. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct. We're going to do basically the speakers are all AI related.
You know, it would be nice if you had a speaker who was AI.
We could do that. We could do that.
Maybe you could kind of either at least pull a gag and create a, you know what? I know so little about AI. I know that, you know, songs can be created. I know so little about it. But you could literally do an interview, create somebody and ask them questions right on stage on the, at the event.
You bet. I mean, people have done things like, they have recreated, you know, long dead authors and painters and musicians and ask them questions. And, you know, the AI will go in and sort of look at their philosophy and what they've said in the past. And you can have like real-time conversations.
And of course, is it true, the old expression, garbage in, garbage out? I mean, assuming that they're going to be basing all this on history, do you sometimes find... I mean, I know with my iPhone, when I ask Siri and she asks if I want to go to chat GDP, and they always have the disclaimer, for important information, please double check my answer.
Right. Oh, no, it makes lots of mistakes. Don't get me wrong. I mean, that's one of the key elements that people have to realize is that, you know, really being what we call a domain expert. So, you know, it can tell you something, but unless you know something about the subject, it can just make up things or get things wrong. And so you have to really, really be careful when just citing it directly.
Exactly. And all our search engines seem to go there. There's many others going on. And on the week of April 27th, I read that a court case is coming up between Musk and the OpenAI that he started. He wanted it totally public, so that's going to be an interesting do you remember the name of the guy he's suing?
I do not know.
A really weird dude. I have a cousin Freddie in back east, and he just thinks this guy is is a piece of work. My guest Peter Rupert, executive director of the economic forecast at UCSB, May 21st, Granada Theater coming up. Go to Arts and Lectures, you find out about it, you can go 4:30 p.m. So for I think with real estate, I read a description of a property and I sent it to somebody. I go, wow, this is amazing. And their answer was, oh, it has to be AI.
Yeah.
it What people, again, I'm so ignorant. Why do I care about AI?
Well, I mean, historically, and I don't think, we can just say, okay, AI is going to change the world. I mean, it's going to change a lot of things. But many, many technological revolutions in the past have changed things. And by the way, all these technological revolutions, they typically make us better off. And, there is some pain in the short run. There's just no doubt about it. There are going to be some job shuffling. Some people are going to lose their jobs. But at the end of the day, I mean, you're too young to know about this, Mark, but maybe 100 years ago there was 100,000 horses in New York City. Maybe 120 years ago, and the jobs then were picking up manure from the street. That was a pretty big job. That job's gone, and thank God it's gone.
Right, the evolution, the technology,
Yeah. Now,
cars.
you could say maybe we're not better off and we have cars and pollution and things like that, but on average, all of these things generate us being more income, better living standards, more comfortable, et cetera. I mean, my favorite, of course, is indoor plumbing, and you don't have to go to the outhouse, so that's a good one.
Right. So many other technological revolutions. Obviously, the car was huge. The computer. I saved I,
Electrification,
the what?
electrification.
Right. And in the last, in our lifetimes, I mean, we got the PC, we got the phone, we got AI. What am I missing?
Yeah, those are the ones that, basically we've found in the last, 30, 40 years.
Right. And so
I mean, just as recently as, 2000, like 25 years ago, 26 years ago, there was virtually no online shopping.
man.
None. I mean, so very, very tiny. And now you look at it, and close to 20% of all of our purchases now are online, which is, not a small number.
I try to buy local, I try to figure out, and sometimes not available, or I mean, I don't mind
Yeah.
paying a couple of dollars more at all,
Right.
but sometimes it's just crazy, and you got to feel for well, that'll be a topic we'll circle back to when we talk about downtown Santa Barbara and State Street. My guest, Peter Rupert, UCSB Economic Forecast Director. I don't know why everyone puts in executive director.
I
Is
don't
there?
either. I don't even know what that means. Sorry.
Yeah. There's only one director. It's not like a director and an executive director.
Yeah, I mean, I think it makes us sound like we have a lot of people. It's just me, though.
Right. You and now Finn Kidland, he's still working on this aggregate economic and finance
He
division.
does.
Got
Yep.
it true. And he feeds you information for the seminars that you do.
We work on that together, yes. It's been great. We have a lot of conferences around the world that we sponsor and get some of the top people in economics. So it's just a great, a great institution we have there.
Do you, it seems like the last time, I was going to ask if you travel around the world for these things. It seems like the last time we did an interview, we did it over Zoom, and you were halfway around the world.
Yep, I think I do travel a lot, actually. I'm leaving on Friday for going to the Central Bank of Turkey. There's a conference there that I'll be speaking at.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And will you be there for a bit?
Not too long. I mean, I'm teaching right now, so I'll do a couple of classes on Zoom and then Zoom back here. So.
Talking about technology, did Zoom it took off, I guess, during the pandemic, but it was there before.
It was.
But people really weren't using it.
Not as much. Not as much. I mean, you probably remember it was the original one was Skype, and then Zoom took over, and not many people use Skype any longer. But so yeah, it's been a great technology. I actually like teaching in person better. I mean, seeing all the, kids, they can ask questions easier and you can see their expressions and, you can tell when they're bored and, I better tell some jokes or something.
Right, a little body language. Yeah, absolutely. And they can throw stuff at you. Slide rules and pencils and pocket. Do you own a pocket protector?
I do not.
Not
No.
any. Did you ever own a pocket protector?
I never did, so, but they're pretty cool.
They are pretty cool. I think I probably have one in a box somewhere. Peter Rupert's my guest, UCSB Economic Forecast Director. Yeah, this whole Zoom thing. What do you think about the businesses requiring workers to return to the office at least X number of days a week? Is there a lot of pushback on that?
I think there still is. I think that, many firms, what they do is they really like to have a certain culture, and that culture, really happens, person to person. It's very hard to do that. But the second part that I believe is a little more important is, there's a lot of things that happen spontaneously, at the workplace that, you would not say, let's schedule a Zoom on Thursday at 1 o'clock in case something comes up. That doesn't really happen. But, I can tell you when I walk down the halls at school and I see somebody, one of my colleagues, and it's like, hey, I was thinking of this idea. Let's sit down and talk about it, and it could turn into a really good research project. That probably won't happen on Zoom, if you know what I mean. So I think that kind of spontaneity is important, and just hearing different things from different people. I'm sure in the real estate business, you just pick up little things just because you're around people, which doesn't happen on Zoom. So there's a place for Zoom for sure. I mean, a lot of places, I know, for example, that, places like Deckers and Sonos, they're worldwide companies, and, their meetings are always on Zoom just because, half the workforce is overseas. So, that has to happen. But, a lot of companies here like to, have people come in. Of course, doing some remote work is flexible and easy, and a lot of people prefer it. So there's certainly a hybrid that's out there that I think is going to stay.
No, but I agree with you 100%. That face to face, like you said, walking down the hall, you're not going to get it with texting. I did sell a house once a FaceTime. The buyer was in Sweden, and myself and his daughter were at the house, and he never walked the house. Bought it over FaceTime. But there is something very special about meeting a client at a house and walking around and having all that interaction. So.
I mean, you get a feel of it, you can get a feel of the house, right?
And you get to see, as you said, you get to see the person's face, and you ask a question, and it's real time. So yeah, thankfully, I think real estate is going to have to stay that way for quite some time. I'm looking at the clock. I got a couple of big topics I want to get into with you. The oil prices, the uncertainty, Santa Barbara City Council decision. Maybe we take an early break and then come back and jump into some of those topics. And if we have time, the question about State Street reopening. My guest, Peter Rupert, UCSB Economic Forecast Executive Director, and you're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.